Inoho, please be seated.
Paiza irrigation, I think.
Yes, I understand Mr. Murray is no longer seeking to be heard.
Witness has been sworn in. Did you know our proposal to go a little bit later tonight to take in Wise?
Yes, that's no trouble at all. Mm-hmm. We're not travelling tonight.
Yep. And Wise's response is that if I'm fine with you, looking at Wise's response, we'll come back. We'll go after 5 o'clock so we can actually hear your case. Yep. All right. Sorry.
Truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Now, was it Mr. Hawker or Mr. McMillan?
McMillan.
McMillan, very good. If you could perhaps state your full name for the record, please.
Thank you. My name is William Murray McMillan.
And you're appearing today in support of a submission lodged by the Paiza Irrigation Company Limited?
I am.
And a submission was lodged by that organisation on the 1st of May 2020?
I guess, yep.
And you have prepared a summary of the key points that you wish to highlight from that submission in relation to Plan Change 7?
We have.
And, yeah. And a copy of those notes have now been circulated for our benefit and for the court's benefit. Do you confirm that the evidence that you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, sir.
If you could perhaps read your summary and then remain for any questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Your Honour and Commissioners. The Paiza Irrigation Scheme was established by the Ministry of Works in approximately 1952 or 53 to settle 5 Ballot Farms on the Paiza Flats for returned servicemen, and also to assist with irrigation of another 6 established properties that were lacking a fair bit of irrigation at the time. The scheme involves 2 large pumps with a combined 24 head capacity that draw water from the Clutha River and deliver it through an open race system to the scheme's command area. It currently comprises of 1,920 irrigable hectares. There's at least another 220 hectares that have been identified as irrigable in the future. There could be more. The company has allocations from the Tynwald and the Lochaburn Creeks. They both have high mountain catchments fed by snowmelt. They are only reliable in the spring and early summer. Even without the company's utilising its current allocations, which don't have minimum flow requirements, these creeks normally don't flow to the river during the summer period. The allocation from these creeks are used to first irrigate some of the higher areas of our company command area using storage dams. And second, they're used to top up the main race in the spring when there's a high water requirement for frost fighting, which is getting more. In the past 20 years, the company has evolved massively. In 2001, the company had 25 shareholders and was 100% pastoral overland irrigation only. In 2021, through subdivision and crop diversification, the company now has 80 shareholders. Our current breakdown of crop type is 53% pastoral, 27% viticulture and 20% horticulture. The methods of irrigation have also changed significantly. Of the 53% pastoral land currently irrigated, only 15% is still wild flooded. The remaining 8%, 85% of the pastoral land has been converted to movable and fixed spray. This means that only 8% of the company's total command area is irrigated by wild flooding or overland. Horticulture and viticulture use under plant drippers and micro sprinklers, resulting in more efficiencies in the company's water. Water storage. There are 46 storage dams in the company's command. They are private dams, of course. There are three main dams from which 38 of the company's shareholders source their water. A surety of water. This is critical to those who have an interest in high-value, lower environmental impact crops such as stone fruit and grapes. If the surety of supply does not exist, the effect on our pastoral, viticulture and horticulture operations will be extreme. It would also have a huge effect on the wider economic and social well-being of our community. And Cromwell's already experienced this negative scenario after the building of the dam, as many people will probably remember. We say one size doesn't fit all. Because of the Clutha River and Lake Dunstan, the Pisa Irrigation Company, and I'm not bragging here, the Pisa Irrigation Company command area has more water available than possibly any other part of the country. The impact of the Pisa Irrigation Company on the river is minimal. To put this statement into context, a calculation has been done that shows that 8 hours flow of the Clutha is sufficient to irrigate all of central Otago's viticulture for 1 year. We believe, therefore, that it is unreasonable to impose a six-year renewable on our shareholders and that PC7 should include a long-term pathway for applications such as our company. Applicants. The Fraser Dam. The Ministry of Works, when it transferred ownership of the PISA scheme to the company in the 90s, also allocated at a 25% of the Fraser Dam, which is in the Fraser River in the hills behind Clyde. The balance of the shareholding was allocated to another three irrigation companies in the area. The dam is used by Pioneer Energy to generate electricity. The dam's owners have a power supply agreement with Pioneer in exchange for use of the dam. This is of great importance as holding the cost down of water to our shareholders. The agreement with Pioneer, which is owned by Central Lakes Trust, is a significant benefit to the wider Central Otago community throughout the community projects funded by this trust. The Fraser Dam, and along with other dams in Central Otago, is ageing and at some point will need upgrading. The capital requirement will be unbankable without the security of long-term water agreements. For this reason, that Pisa Irrigation Company asks that in the event of Plan Change 7 being approved, a pathway to allow long-term water permit for renewal on the dams in the region, such as the Fraser and the others, Falls, etc. Priority rights. None of the Pisa Irrigation Company's current deemed permits contain conditions around priority rights. Fair go. And not the program. We appreciate this opportunity to say a few words to the court that all our shareholders are asking for is a fair go. They need security of water supply and bank abilities on their properties. They have high value crops. I don't know that the returns are all that high. We don't believe Plan Change 7 can possibly deliver this. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Your Honour. Thank you. In that part of your statement under the heading Fraser Dam, you note there's a desire for long-term permit renewals for the dams in the region. Now, there are a suite of permits required for dams. Is it that for all permits, is your thinking that all permits ought to be able to be renewed, so all of the water permits and the dam permits themselves?
We're basically talking about the dam here just for our own sake, or for the sake of the dam and what it the benefits it gives our irrigation company. But we know that the dam's ageing, we know that it needs work done on it, and we know that without some surety that it might be a little difficult to get bankability on it.
And the bankability, is that connected to the subsequent supply of water to your shareholders?
It certainly would be if something went wrong with the dam and we couldn't fund the repair or improvement or whatever was needed, yes. Mm.
And you've noted that in relation to the Pizer Irrigation Company, the vexed issue or question of priorities doesn't exist, so no priorities on any of the historic deemed permits. Does the irrigation company hold the water permits in its own name?
The river's on the RMA and the creeks are just deemed permits. And basically it's under their own names. There was... I won't go into that. What do you want me to... Are you trying to lead into it?
Where do you want to go? Or where do you think he's going?
I actually don't know.
Well, it actually... We had a permit for Mount Pizer Station, but it's all back in with the Pizer Irrigation Company, put down the umbrella of that for benefit of, well, it's all simplicity.
So, staying with that example, was that permit formally transferred to the irrigation company, or is there just an arrangement with respect to it?
Kind of an arrangement, I guess you'd have to say at this stage. Although it's part of our six-head right out of the Tinwood that we have a quarter share in it.
And insofar as, do you know whether there are any priorities recorded on that deemed permit, for example? So you don't know whether there are or there simply aren't any priorities?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, no further questions from me, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I think Mr. Moore was probing your large dam consents, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
But not getting very far.
I suspect my questions might be best given some of the witnesses who are to appear next week in terms of getting a real understanding about the permits that exist in relation to the dams.
And here we're talking about big structures. So we're talking about pool burns, manaburns,
Fraser,
yeah, which I had noted and wanted to get into, but you might not be the right person. Okay. So, probing around the edges of the big dam and the big dam question of safety. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, and so... Mr. Sheenan's the only witness, and I just don't think he's nailing those details.
Well, possibly like you, I'm struggling to find that detail, and we've heard reference to the health and safety costs, and imagination can fill the blanks, but that doesn't assist this process. So I'm trying to understand where those questions might best be placed, and I thought he might be the best candidate.
So, you know, like what we're doing with this process, you know, there's some big decisions which the court's parked up and will decide, you know, like, for example, the Fish and Game case. So we'll decide that. But what the court's also been doing is to look at if PC7 remains, and, for example, ORUG's planning witness now says, there should be a PC7. That's where she shifted in her evidence. So if it remains, what are the issues that the court and party should be working on? So one of the issues, big issue, was the schedule. Another issue potentially is the question of priorities, but that doesn't affect you. Another issue is the question of stranded assets. How, you know, for those folk who've actually put in irrigation infrastructure. It's in the ground, but they haven't planted out, or it's in the ground, but they haven't put pasture down and the stock's not there, but you know, or they haven't put on the centre pivot, and you know, but the main cost is already in the ground. What should we be doing there? So we're looking at problems and how we can respond to those problems. So dams are a potential problem. And we're getting evidence that they're a potential problem. They're aging. A lot of the large dams are aging. And that the cost of maintenance or upgrade, because upgrade can, you know, it's obviously a reasonable response, you know, in this climate, is such that banks won't fund that if you're just going to get 6 years. So, but we're not getting targeted evidence on, this is the Fraser Dam, these are the permits associated with the Fraser Dam. This is the permit, you know, it's either a bundle of permits or it's actually this permit that we need to be working on if you know, if there's going to be a different approach. So Mr. Moore's just signalled, probably for the first time, that the region's interested in that issue. It's like, where do we get that information? You know, what dams are we needing to be looking at? Is there a way forward here? And so here you are, you're talking about the Fraser Dam, and I'm wondering, what are the, is it one consent, a bundle of consents? You know, is the problem about getting a long-term permit for the consents that represent the dam, or can it be separate from the irrigation? And it might actually be able to be, but do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm not able to speak on that at all, really, as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
I think our concern is that the dam water supply, if you want to put it that way, has a good future.
So now I'm trying to get out of you. Oh, okay. So what's your permits? What are the permits called? So that at least we can look that up. I wouldn't be looking it up, but you know, the region might be looking it up. Or we can ask more targeted questions, or for witnesses to come next week. I mean, you know, and by that probably need to signal them ahead of them coming in so they can do a bit of homework, not just bring us a problem and say, you know, therefore 35 years or whatever it is. You know, they've also got to get the region on the hook, and the region's nibbling. The region's nibbling. It's nibbling, so that's good. Now, you need more evidence to get them on the hook. And so how do we go about that? I mean, obviously you know something about the Fraser Dam. You just look it up in your database and you'll find some things about it.
Yes. And there is, and I'm thinking of Falls Dam as well, there's a lot of information out there.
Yeah,
it's just not on the record
at
the moment. And that's a challenge, because I understand the issue. And in terms of understanding what to do about it, we need an evidential foundation.
That's the problem. So people are presenting problems, but they're not necessarily presenting solutions or presenting specific information. And the easiest bit is a list of permits associated with a dam, and that's actually quite easy.
Yes, yes.
So how do you want to go about that? I mean, I'm glad that you're nibbling.
It was in next week's list of things to be thinking about, but this witness having raised Fraser Dam, I thought I'd start there.
Okay.
I'll talk to Mr. DePalsmaker in terms of seeing what further information might be available through the council's eyes, but in terms of signalling today that Mr. Sheehan, is it?
But he's a planner. Engineer, sorry.
The engineer.
Sorry, he's an engineer. That makes him wholly reliable. How do you want to tackle this? Because it's
important to get. It's important to get a better understanding of what the current situation is with respect to their permits.
Yeah.
And then, secondly, what I'm assuming that there are a bundle of permits in relation to the structure, the likes of a use of the bed of the river for the structure, use of water for storage, however that's framed up. There's likely also to be some take permits in terms of taking of stored water from the storage ponds. I'm really unclear about how that's structured in relation to the bigger dams in the region.
And then whether they're all dam permits or whether they are a mixed set, which is one of the other witnesses saying it could be a mixed set, but wasn't sure himself about that.
Mm.
Yeah, and so in terms of nibbling, are you nibbling in relation to the big dams, whatever big means, but, you know, does it look like Fraser, Onslow, or perhaps hands off Onslow, but does it look like Fraser, Manaburn, Loganburn, Poolburn?
Falls. Yes, and an area that I was hoping to explore was the issue over future upgrade requirements in light of currently known health and safety requirements, on which there is are reports in the public domain, but
that
are not
like
on.
Balls?
Yes, correct, yeah. And I haven't seen the evidence. It hasn't come through yet,
one of the challenges. Yeah, so it's easy to say, but you've got to land it too.
Yes.
But then again, it's not an issue that you necessarily want to miss either.
Correct.
But the other thing that's worrying me about all of this is that there is another, that's what I was asking you about, guidelines sitting behind
the large dam. Yes,
yeah,
and that's yet to issue, or have they issued?
They're only guidelines, but they're mentioned in evidence, and I've forgotten whose evidence, but...
I think Mr. Sheehan.
Was it Mr. Sheen? Anyway, I saw that and thought, oh, that's interesting. But I don't think we've got a copy of that. And
No,
yes,
what,
no he has actually
what
attached.
He, oh, yeah, okay.
So is there a regulatory regime?
Yeah, who's the regulator?
Isn't the regulator the regional council?
Oh,
or am I wrong
think
about
the regional
that?
Council is building consent authority for large dams. We're very alive to the fact that there is an issue here. The only solution so far is throw PC7 out or carve out PC7's application in relation to dams, but then the connectivity in terms of the bundle of consents necessary for the dam, I'm not so sure it's as simple as simply carving out the damming permit is.
Yeah.
A dam without a water right may not solve the problems from a funding perspective. Raised.
Because then that becomes the issue of, do you commit to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on maintenance or upgrade with a water tank, which is...
It hasn't got a future.
Which then you're required to spill more under a plan to come. So
correct.
That you see, so that's one of the problems. Do you get that?
Wish I'd never bought that.
Oh, no. Well, I'm grateful that you did, and I did notice it, and I had a note. Oh, I wonder what does he want? I said in my note to myself on the Fraser Dam. So, what do you want? So it's an important issue, but it's got to be landed.
Yes,
and,
it does.
Yeah.
And it's very important to those four irrigation companies too, as far as it's running the schemes.
Yeah, and it may well be that, because I think your evidence is somewhat tentative, you may not need to do that upgrade in the next 6 years, but there may be some folk who dams that do need to do the upgrade.
They're not getting any younger, Your Honour.
You're not getting any younger?
No, the dams are not getting any younger.
Right.
You're probably right in both places.
Yeah. Are you able to help us out in terms of the... what guidelines or other regulations those dams operate under? You know, no, okay. So who's your person that you use to get advice on that sort of stuff? Dam safety, dam maintenance and whatnot?
I'm pretty sure that Lots of Pioneer Energy will have it under control.
Lots of? Pioneer will do that. So is Pioneer actually doing the maintenance for you?
Oh, yeah, we have nothing to do with them. They're just part of our...
Yeah.
We have a part of the ownership. Percentage of the ownership of the dam.
You have part of the. You are a part owner of the dam.
Yes.
Who's the other part?
Well, the other three irrigation companies: Galloway, Rippenvale. Who's the other one? Whoever. There's four of us in here.
So how does that dam fit into your scheme?
Pardon?
How does the Fraser Dam fit into the PISA scheme?
We obtain our electricity from Pioneer for the use.
So
we get,
it's
we
not
get,
a water thing, it's just to get energy from it.
We get the energy from Pioneer.
Mr. Murray,
just... Oh, sorry. Yeah, can't hear me.
So that's a different issue again.
It is.
But you're a part owner of the dam.
The companies are,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very complex situation.
It does sound complex.
Yes, yeah. One that I'm not up to speed on.
Yeah.
And Pioneer is a submitter, but not a
party.
Hearing.
Yeah.
And my recollection was that the Pioneer consents don't expire within the window.
Mm.
And I'm not sure whether there mustn't be a deemed permit in relation to that dam if that is the case. But
yeah. And therefore, if that is the case, well, I don't know.
Well,
it depends on your bundle, doesn't it?
It might not be the situation.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess that's some. What do you want to do about that? Thinking over the weekend, or
yes.
But you know, the other thing you could do. Who's witness is Sheenan? Mr. Sheenan.
O-Rug.
O-Rug. Well, you could talk to Mr. Page and perhaps have Mr. DePelsmaker or, you know, somebody who's boned up on dams, you know, consenting side of things, talk to Mr. Sheenan. I don't know, but yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so he's, I think he's the obvious candidate in terms of the current schedule.
Mm.
I'll speak to Mr. Page and...
Mm.
Flag the interest in the issue.
Yeah, and then if we're struggling for evidence, you might have to think about how to plug it. I mean, I'm not sure it's as easy as saying, yeah, there's an issue, but we're going to walk away from it because these folk haven't landed it either. So yeah,
mm.
it's don't think it's.
It's not. There's also the question of relief in terms of what to do about it. But, I mean, at least in my mind, I have insufficient knowledge and understanding of the issue itself to yet be thinking about what relief might look like. So we're missing the primary fact or facts. So that's the first step and the first piece of the jigsaw puzzle we need to perhaps fill.
I agree with that assessment. Mm. We're missing facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've got so much paper, but, you know, in some areas, little targeted fact. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll leave that one for you to think about then. How about that?
Thank you.
hear from you on Monday.
Oh, Ms. Mallett tells me that Mr. Curran for O-Rug, who is a senior planner at Land Pro, has touched on the issue of damming of water.
Mm.
All right, so there is planning evidence to come on the issue.
Yeah.
It's fair to say that's in next week's reading list, so I'm not quite sure precisely where that's at.
Yeah.
Oh, he's speaking on behalf of Falls Dam Company Limited as well. So there
I knew that we had a witness for Falls. I'm just, I'm just not sure that it's there committing to saying what are the names of the permits and the relationship of the permits.
Yes, well, it would strike me, if I can send that message through to Mr. Page, that there is quite some interest in those matters.
And if you could signal your client's own interest too.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you can't make policy in the absence of fact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's good. All right. See, you've made a huge contribution to this hearing in terms of whetting their interest, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, I think we move on to the submitter in the name of Roger Lane for the Blackstone Irrigation Company. Thank you. If you could record your full name for the record, please.
Roger David Lane.
And you are speaking on behalf of the Blackstone Irrigation Company?
Yes, on behalf of myself and the Blackstone Irrigation Company, yep.
Yeah, I'm just trying to track down the submission lodged. But it would appear that there's a submission in the name of yourself, Roger Lane, on behalf of the Blackstone Irrigation Company. So one submission covering both interests, is that?
Yes.
The state of affairs, and that submission was lodged on the 30th of April 2020. According to the email attached to the submission.
We have to believe that, don't we?
Right, you have prepared a summary of the key points which have been raised in your submission, and you've provided a copy of those words for the court today. Do you confirm that the evidence that you are about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
I do.
If you could please read out your summary and then remain for any questions.
Good afternoon to the court. I submitted on behalf of our five-member Blackstone Irrigation Company. This includes five farming families and the Department of Conservation, which is also a shareholder. Mm-hmm. We hold a mix of deemed permits and RMA water consents. While we are not against the intent of Plan Change 7, we feel that some of the clauses make it untenable. We have been working towards long-term replacement for 10 years now and have expended considerable resources so far. What Plan Change 7 does is make a lot of our work so far redundant. All our farming members have been systematically improving our water use in terms of ecological outcomes and efficiencies. But because we have been changing our systems over recent years and planning future improvements, we fall into a Plan Change 7 non-complying activity. That means we must go through a fully notified consent process just for a short-term consent. This is causing undue stress and financial hardship, as some of the members are still in negotiations with their banks for future funding for projects on the go. There seems to be an anomaly in ORC's thinking with the emphasis on environmental gains and water use and efficiencies as one priority, and yet Plan Change 7 puts a barrier in the way of future improvements. I'm at a loss to understand why an old wild flood or a 20-year-old K-line system can be a complying activity while a brand new high-tech VRI pivot is non-complying. We are unable also to understand the emphasis on the grandparenting clause that states the area irrigated cannot be bigger than the 2017-2018 year, and I think there may have been some adjustments to that in the witness conferencing, but if the irrigation area is not allowed to increase, this could cause over-intensification on a smaller area where more water is poured on a smaller area instead of the logical thing would be to extend the irrigatable area. Surely it would be more logical if overall water use did not increase, then the number of hectares irrigated is irrelevant. We have also have an issue with the method used to calculate the water allocation under the Plan Change 7 rules. Initial analysis suggested a nearly 50% reduction on past years, but again, that's probably wrong under looking at some of the joint witness conferencing. It's obviously been covered already. But this will create, would have created severe hardship for all our member families. So yet again, it would suggest that if we want to maintain our present conditions, we have to go through the notified consent pathway just for the continuation of our existing rights. We would suggest a rollover of our current permit conditions if there must be a temporary solution. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions?
I just want to explore with you the last comment that you made in terms of supporting a rollover of your current permit conditions. At its core, that is perhaps what Plan Change 7 is seeking to achieve.
Yes, but our present permit conditions would allow us to increase our irrigatable area if we met environmental concerns and the NPS.
Right, so perhaps the concern is targeted then at the restriction on expanding the irrigable area.
And the long-term consent as well. Those are the two things that were available to us under the existing framework before Plan Change 7 has come along.
When you're thinking about using the water more efficiently and being able to expand the irrigable area, are you thinking at the same time about the effects on water quality associated with that expansion?
Well, it's not an expansion of irrigated area as such. It's a change from wild flood to a pivot system, and it looks as though it's a bit of a grey area in the Plan Change 7. What's considered an increase in irrigatable area is worse, because with the wild flood system, some years I might irrigate 300 hectares with wild flood, and then other year in a dry year it might only be 100 hectares. So that is a grey area, and I don't like grey areas, and neither does the ORC when you're trying to explain.
So when you think about the irrigable area and staying with your wild flooding example, that varies from year to year in terms of the maximum hectareage covered?
Yes.
And if you think about the three-year window, September 2017 to March 2020, what would have been the maximum area irrigated on your farm within that window?
So if what you would call irrigated, whether it all had one irrigation during a season, it would be a full 300 hectares, yes.
Right, so as long as Plan Change 7 protected the ability to irrigate that full 300 hectares over the next six-year period, that would address your concern in terms of the risk of the differing areas which occur on a yearly basis?
Yeah, that would definitely appease me, but that has to be in the planning document before I'm happy. I mean, and the wording has to be, you know.
So the plan change, it has evolved as the evidence has been given, and these are some of the problems that the drafters are seeking to address, and this issue of capturing the maximum irrigation area has moved on a little from the notified version, which was just one season, I think the 2017 season, and is now referring to the maximum area of land under irrigation between those dates.
Yeah.
So that wording is intending to pick up your situation, and if you bear with me, I'll just find that wording.
Yes, I attempted to read that, but I'm not qualified enough to read some of these documents with this underlining and crossed out and extra bits and pieces.
Yeah. Yes. I'll read out the clause to you and tell me whether it hits the mark or yep. not,
okay.
And if not... we'll see where to. So the wording being recommended is that the application demonstrates that the total land area under irrigation does not exceed the maximum area irrigated in the period 1 September 2017 to 18 March 2020 if the abstracted water is used for irrigation.
Yep, well, that seems pretty clear. As long as no one's going to challenge the wording as an area irrigated, whether it's well irrigated or poorly irrigated, I guess that doesn't really make any difference, does it?
No. So thinking about that time frame and thinking about how you might demonstrate that, if I asked you to shade on a map the area of land under irrigation, or the maximum area that had been irrigated during that period of time, that would be a relatively straightforward task for you.
Yeah, now that you've explained it, it'll be fine. Yep, be perfect.
The other question I had relates to falling into the non-complying activity status under Plan Change 7. Can you just flesh out your understanding about what's pushing you into non-complying and not this controlled activity?
Well, I think now that you've explained that part of it, because I'm actually putting a new pivot in as we speak, trying to. The way it read initially, obviously, it was a non-complying activity. But because it is under my 300 hectare so-called limit, that won't be non-complying. No, so it'll be fine.
So just to be really clear, your pivot is within that 300 hectares.
Yes.
That had been previously irrigated.
Yes, by another method. Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. So, the other non-complying, so that alleviates that. So my only real issue is the five-year consent.
Six years.
Yeah, 5 to 6 years. Well, by the time we've finished, it'll be 5 years, and the clock's ticking. Yeah.
Understand.
Yeah.
Just like now to understand the water permits that Blackstone Irrigation Company relies on, and it's described here as a mix of permits, deemed permits and RMA permits.
Yep.
And you may have gathered I'm particularly interested in deemed permits that have priorities attached or associated with them.
Yes, so that's us. Yep.
Can you just describe those priorities in relation to the Blackstone Irrigation Company and whether they've been exercised in the past?
Well, I think we hold one of the highest priorities in the valley in that we are right at the top of the river underneath the Falls Dam. But we've never exercised our priority. In fact, we've given up our priority and handed our priorities over to the Falls Dam Company. So they virtually, well, we own them, but they use them on our behalf and supply us with water. So it's an agreement where we get to use the stored water. We're previously, you know, in the mining days, you relied on priority to get water, but once the Falls Dam came to existence, you use the stored water instead of a priority. Yeah.
Okay, so the permits are still in the name of the Blackstone Irrigation Company.
Yes, and the word priority is still written on them. Yes,
yes, but
there is we call it a legal agreement with the Falls Dam that we won't exercise priority.
Right, is that the same thing as what's been referred to as a water supply agreement? Or is this a separate or a different?
It's an older type of water supply agreement, yes. Yeah, it's not really a... It's a water supply agreement? Yeah, it's not a water sharing agreement. Yeah, right. It's a water supply agreement, yeah.
And does that supply agreement expire in October of this year?
It's been that long ago since it was signed. I don't know whether they ever envisaged that 2021 would come around. Yeah.
So here we are.
I imagine the water supply agreement probably came into existence in 1990 when the assets were sold from the Crown to the local area. Yeah. And in return for handing our water rights and priority to the Falls Dam, we gained one seat at the board table for our company to join in discussions and help with management. Yeah.
Right. How many board members are there?
Maybe about six. There's some of the bigger irrigation companies have two, and we have one member. Yeah.
Perhaps the last point, which I'll touch on, the early analysis indicating perhaps a 50% reduction on water take compared to past years.
That was using the schedules that came out in the original Plan Change 7 document.
Yes, so that was a schedule relying on averaging, which was having it transpired the effect of perhaps reducing down allocation, which wasn't the intention of Plan Change 7, whereas the experts are now recommending that the schedule refer to maximum rates of take and maximum volumes with the intent of reflecting historical use.
Yeah, I see that.
And provided the experts have achieved that outcome, then your concerns in relation to reductions of water would be addressed?
Yes, well, if the experts agree and then the court agrees with the experts, we'll all be happy and running out, holding hands.
Very good. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Very good. All right. Well, I have no questions.
Thank you.
No, so thank you very much for your evidence. Again, it's very helpful. Okay. So I propose to take an adjournment. In as much as I do need to reread the WISE response evidence, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, on that...
and then come back to...
Yes, Mr Cooper had indicated that Mr Rennie may have provided something... Yes, we have that, and some time to read that would be...
Oh, I don't want to spend time. I want to... Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll read that.
Yes.
I'll read that. I want... Yeah.
And there was
I wanted to do some quiet thinking, actually, about their case. So,
okay. 20 minutes had been floated.
Yeah, that's what that was without reading Mr. Rennie's stuff. Yeah.
How long is it?
It's not long.
It's short, 5 pages. Okay. So, in fact, here it is.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We'll take an adjournment. Just bear with me whilst I find out what folder we're in. We're going to take a 20-minute adjournment and then we're going to come back for the WISE response case.
Thank you.
All rise.